Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, on a Tuesday. Hope everyone's having a great afternoon. It is Joe Beamer. Thank you, Big Voice Guy. And I'm going to start off by saying this. I've got what I think are some compelling topics today. But if you know me, right? If you know me, you know what I'd love to talk and yap about for the next 2 hours. But if I dare even mention what I have been boring my wife with for the last 10 hours, believe me, she doesn't care, and I just keep talking about a big announcement that happened yesterday. If I mention it on the air, Tanner will probably be directed to go to commercial, and I won't be in this chair when the stop set was over. So we won't mention it, but if you know, you know, and beautiful, beautiful days ahead. In Joe Beamer's world and hundreds of thousands of other people. But, well, again, follow me on social media. You know what I'm talking about. At the Joe Beamer on X and Joe Beamer on Facebook. Lots going on. I want to start with the news that broke earlier today, and you heard Tom Puckett talk about it at the top of the hour news. The Collins Correctional Facility to be cut in half, another prison to completely close. That is New York State and Kathy Hochul's answer to staffing issues that were caused because the governor wouldn't talk to the striking correctional officers, 2,000 of which were fired, did not return to work. And ever since then, the state has had issues recruiting corrections officers. And so this is in the news again. And if you're just tuning in, this is the story. The state prison system announced Tuesday that it will consolidate Collins Correctional Facility in Erie County into one half of the existing facility in an overhaul that will include the closure of a state prison just outside of the Adirondacks. The consolidation at Collins means the medium security prison escaped the chopping block, which has been a distinct possibility. The state's $254 billion budget, enacted in May, allow for the closure of up to three of the state's 42 facilities operated by the state's Department of Corrections and Community Supervision. Half of Collins will accommodate its roughly 550 inmates without staffing levels being affected. The other half of the prison will remain open but vacant. So that means that heat, water, electricity, and sewage systems will be maintained, but no one will be using it. That seems like it makes a lot of sense. According to the, let's make sure I get this right, Department of Corrections and Community Supervision, will be consolidating one side of the Collins Correctional Facility with the goal of completing the transition by the end of the fiscal year. That's March 31st. This is part of the department's ongoing plan to be transparent and consolidate services to ease staffing. Staffing, because since the strike, they, 2,000 employees didn't come back, right? Because the state wouldn't listen to them. So ever since then, recruiting has been an absolute mess for the state. That's why the National Guards had to step in. But the state, instead of listening to the corrections officers, listening to the union, listening to the people that, were so upset that they didn't return to their job, instead of talking and listening to them, the state's answer now is to close prisons. Now, there's a lot of ways to look at this. The state wants to point to the space that is available in other prisons. This one outside the Adirondacks will... prisoners will go, inmates will be transferred to, and staffing will have opportunities at the closed prison. But this is such a short-term vision. Number one, you might have vacant space, but does anyone think adding more inmates, having less places to put inmates in New York State's a good idea? Right? Does that put the corrections officers in a safer environment by putting more inmates from other prisons? Like, that to me just doesn't sound like a good idea. But it's such a short vision. Because the whole issue with staffing is you won't listen to the corrections officers and listen to what they need to be in a safer environment. It is a challenging job. It's a risky job to be a corrections officer. And God bless those who do. But recruiting is a mess because the governor would not, and other members in Albany, would not listen to the striking corrections officers. So if you're on the outside looking in and you're looking for a job, does that look like an industry you want to go into where the state is not on your side? Your job to keep the prison safe, and the state has pretty much said, we're not listening to you, we're not on your side? I wouldn't want to go join that job, and many don't. Recruitment has been abysmal. This doesn't change that. Okay, so you have less prisons. On down the road, you're still going to have a recruiting problem. As current corrections officers who did stay, leave, retire, and whatnot, if the message from the state doesn't change, this is still going to be an issue. So what are you going to do? Continue to close more prisons? Consolidate inmates? Hey, there's a few empty beds. So we're going to throw more and more inmates, crowd the prisons that do stay open, and continue to close up to three prisons. And now in Collins, we're going to have half a prison operational, just sitting there. Just sitting there because the governor and the legislature don't want to do the right thing. Listen to the experts. And this is a huge problem in government in 2025. You have people who have never been on the side of law enforcement, right? They've never been in law enforcement, telling law enforcement officials, this goes for police too, police and corrections officers, telling them what's best for their field. I mean, that's crazy. These are the people who don't want to listen to you, right? You don't know. You don't know what it's like to be a state senator. They don't want to listen to you. Tell them how to do their job, but they're going to tell everyone else how to do their job, including the corrections officers, law enforcement. Without listening to them, they're going to tell you what's right and what's wrong, and they know all. So I think this is awful news. And again, it's Kathy Hochul and Albany Democrats doubling down. And doubling down on the decision they made during the strike earlier this year and doubling down on the HALT Act. And there have been leaders in Albany who have tried to get this resolution, have tried to make amendments to this bill. No one wants to listen to it. And this does have to go with the HALT Act. And if you forgot what the HALT Act is, well, I am here to remind you. But I do want to know your thoughts. 803-0930, star 930. And I'm interested in hearing from corrections officers, former corrections officers, those of you who were involved in the strike earlier in the year and did not go back to work, were fired by New York State. Hearing this news today put us in that position of in the prison. What does this mean for the prison system in New York State? 803-0930, star 930. So this is all over the HALT Act. And again, double down. You have a supermajority in Albany. And, you know, Democrats in Albany are saying, we know better than you. We know how to do your job better than you. And if you don't want to do it, we'll put the National Guard in, because it's okay if we put the National Guard in prisons. It's okay if we put the National Guard on the subway. But if Donald Trump dares use the National Guard, it's a horrific thing, and we have to sound the alarms. That's the message from Albany. So just don't forget, that is the message from Albany. But this is the HALT Act. This is what is holding up recruitment. This is why people don't want to get into the field. This is why people in the field either retire early or did not come back to work after the strike. This is why you have staffing issues that are leading to the closures of the prisons, because instead of listen, instead of come to a compromise, instead of revisit the HALT Act, again, Kathy Hochul knows best, and she's just going to close down prisons. That's her answer. But these are the key provisions of the HALT Act. Limits on solitary confinement, restrict segregated confinement to a maximum of 15 consecutive days. Out of cell time mandates at least 7 hours of out of cell time per day for all incarcerated individuals. For all. Alternative programs requires the creation of residential rehabilitation units with therapy and programs for those who exceed the 15-day limit. Protection for vulnerable groups prohibits solitary confinement for individuals under 21 or over 55. Pregnant women. And those with disabilities or serious mental illness. Due process prohibits placing individuals in segregation before a disciplinary hearing. So the HALT Act takes control away from corrections officers and those in charge of the prisons, right? It mandates what they can and can't do. And, you know, hey, obviously everyone has the right when they're in prison to, you know, be in a safe environment. That's what corrections officers, that's what their job is. They keep the prisons safe while also, you know, trying to keep themselves safe. But you're in prison. You're in prison. And guess what? If you're in prison, like say Tanner and I are in prison and, you know, we start a fight or, you know, worse, we try to off one another. Is New York State going to tell me that we should not be put in solitary confinement? Like, why does the state? Again, these should be on a per basis, on a situational basis. And this has been the problem when it comes to government getting in the way of law enforcement, getting in the way of corrections officers, is we just treat everything with a blanket, like everything is the same. And that's just no way to treat when it comes to law enforcement, when it comes to criminals. It is a situational basis. And for New York State, I mean, again, you had corrections officers all over the state saying, this is wrong. This is putting us in an unsafe situation. And for people in suits to say, you don't know what you're talking about, for the state to not listen to the union, Again, the experts. This is just going to continue. I mean, I'm sorry. This is just going to continue. And by the way, the New York State Correctional Officers and Police Benevolent Association released a statement today as well, and I will read that for you. They say they strongly oppose today's announcement by the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision to close Bear Hill Correctional Facility and a portion of Collins Correctional Facility. These closures will only deepen the crisis of violence, chronic understaffing, and unsustainable working conditions that already plague New York's prison system. Since January 23, the number of corrections officers and sergeants, the frontline staff who perform the vast majority of daily duties, has plummeted by 28%. Think of that, 28%. While the incarcerated population has increased by 7, staffing levels are now at their lowest in decades. So as staffing goes down, incarcerated population has increased in New York State over the last 2 years. Closing additional facilities is not a solution. It is a reckless acceleration of the problem. Consolidating an already growing population into fewer prisons makes it harder to separate violent individuals from the general public, guarantees more assaults on staff and incarcerated people alike, and further fuels the cycle of violence and attrition. For our members, these closures mean life-altering choices. Uproot entire families and move hours to keep their jobs or resign and walk away from careers they have dedicated their lives to. The stress on our officers and their families is already immense. Announcement like today's only compound it and divide more experienced staff out the door or drive more. And that's what I said. I mean, this is going to be a continued issue because if you're not bringing more people in, if recruitment continues to be what it is now, then your answer of closing prisons is just, that's just the way you're going to handle everything. And again, you're going to put more of the prison population into less prisons. And again, as much as I'd love to talk to a corrections officer, I don't need a corrections officer to tell me that's bad news. I think that's common sense. If we put more violent criminals or just more criminals together in what's going to be a smaller and smaller space as prisons close, that to me seems like that's an issue. That's a recipe for disaster. The statement goes on to say, it is abundantly clear that if you commit to doing this extremely difficult and dangerous job, don't expect the state of New York to commit to you. Since 2009, the state has closed 27 prisons, throwing thousands of corrections officers and their families into chaos, forcing them to sell homes, pull children out of school, and abandon the communities they swore to serve. Year after year, Albany treats our members like line items on a budget instead of men and women who risk their lives every day to keep these facilities running. They deserve far better than this betrayal from our governor and state legislature. The New York State Correctional Officers and Police Benevolent Association will continue to fight relentlessly for their interest and for a correctional system that is safe for staff and incarcerated individuals alike. That is a statement, again, from the people who know, the experts. And what your leaders are saying, what your governor is saying, what Democrats in the legislature is saying is, we know better than you, the people in the prisons. That is crazy. That is nonsense. And as the Correction Officers and Police Benevolent Association said, this is just putting more people at risk, and it's going to decrease staff more and more. And again, as people are walking out the door, leaving the job, you don't have the number of people coming in. So does that mean the National Guard is going to stay in these prisons? You're going to close more prisons? I mean, I do think eventually you're going to have to listen and you're going to have to revisit the HALT Act. Or, I don't know, get to a point where you let more violent criminals out. I guess the state's okay with that, too. 803-0930, star 930. Your thoughts on this? You can call in 803-0930, star 930. You can text in 803-0930, star 930. It is Joe Beamer on a Tuesday on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Fly for a white guy.
You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he fakes it anyway. He may not have.
Yes, it's Joe Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. Before we get back to the topic, so you know where Dinosaur Barbecue used to be downtown? It's the old Universal International building. I guess they used to store film there. Back in the day, I'm fascinated by that kind of stuff. Like, you know, a lot of the old buildings downtown that have been there forever. I mean, you know, and just what, you know, Buffalo used to be, you know, where it used to rank nationwide as, you know, populated cities. I mean, you know, when Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, they toured his body on a train around the country. And there is a picture of downtown Buffalo. Some of those buildings are still standing. Of downtown Buffalo, you know, people coming to see and to be there for the, you know, Abraham Lincoln's body passing through the town. It's just crazy. Like I said, I'm fascinated. I like to look at old pictures from way back when and then go match up those buildings now downtown. Some of those buildings have not been in use since the picture from the 1950s. You walk in there, you could probably still find some of the stuff that was on display in the picture. You know, it's just, it's crazy. 803-0930, star 930. We're talking about this Collins Correctional Facility being cut in half. Half of the prison being closed. Another prison by the Adirondacks being fully closed. And just what that means, for the future of the prison system in New York State. You know, I mean, I'm looking at our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, and, you know, a lot of people are saying, you know, the state will have no problem continuing to close prisons. Another texter says, you know, this is another thing for Elise Stefanik to jump on, and I think that texter's absolutely right. You know, I mean, you can't let go of the electric thing, right? The electric mandate is on pause. The mandate still exists, but it's on pause. And I think Elise Stefanik needs to run on, you know, what the state wants to do with its electric mandate, with its car electric mandate. But I also think that, you know, she has to continue to remind voters of how this governor, how this current administration has treated correction officers in the state of New York, and just the mess that she has made our prison systems. It's not just Kathy Hochul, to be fair. I mean, it's Democrats in Albany. It's the HALT Act, and the unwillingness to revisit it and unwillingness to listen to professionals. So we'll keep that open. 803-0930, star 930. You have something on this. It, to me, is just it's just another chapter in a book that is unfortunately still being written by the state of New York. And as long as, you know, in my opinion, and that's what this show is about, this show is my opinion. In my opinion, this will continue to be a disaster as long as Kathy Hochul is governor, because Kathy Hochul is someone that gives in to the far left wing of the party. And you look at something like the HALT Act, and that is something, in my opinion, that was influenced from the far left wing of the party. This is the you know, they don't want jails. They don't want police officers with guns to come to calls, you know. And instead, they want mental health advocates to respond to 911 calls, you know, stuff like that. And she'll continue to try to play to that far left wing of the party. Obviously, I think if someone like Elise Stefanik wins, and I think if you look at the if it's Elise Stefanik, if she wins, she will flip some other seats along with that, right? You'd have to assume. And maybe she could get this thing back on course. Someone who knows the prison system very well, and because he was a corrections officer, is Jim in North Tonawanda. Jim, how are you viewing the news today?
Well, Joe, I'm going to get straight to the point. The first thing I want to say is this. You get the country you vote for. The only problem with that is, like, the guy that ran me over last November, you know about what happened to me.
Yes.
Okay. What I was told 3 weeks previous, he killed somebody. Kathy Hochul let him out on cashless bail. He went out on another rampage that night. Killed, according to what I was told, he ran over some black guy with six kids. And I think, and then I know who that black guy was. I recognized him when I would see him. Left the guy dead in the middle of the street, crossed the bridge into North Tonawanda, and then it's when he smashed into me. Once when I was inside my car, the second time he hit me, I was outside of my car. Because I thought my car was going to explode and I was going to be burned alive. And I made the mistake of getting out of my car, and then he smashed into me again the second time. I mean, come on, Joe. This is the kind of country we did. This is what the people are voting for, though. What happened to me is what these idiots are voting for. What are you going to do? The people that live in this state are that ignorant and stupid to vote for this stuff. They're putting psychopaths out on the street. Yeah. They're just letting them go now. They just let them go, let them go, let them go. Let them turn them loose, Bruce judges.
Yeah, I mean, Jim, I don't disagree. I mean, this is what for the last 5-6 years, this is what the Democrat Party has pushed for. It's pushed for, you know, second, third, fourth chances. And also, again, we know more than the people in the prisons. We know more than law enforcement officers. You know, that's what people in legislature are saying, you know, in Albany.
Joe, I've come to the conclusion, and I'm going to get to something here in a second that I heard on this radio station.
All right.
So, now according to what I heard, in fact, I'm just going to get right to it. On this station, that it was, I don't know, Goldman Sachs or one of the other investment firms on Wall Street went out and bought something like, I don't know, it was 18,000 square feet of office space in downtown Dallas. The New York Stock Exchange is going to become the Texas Stock Exchange and the Florida Stock Exchange. The finance guys were talking about Wall Street, these investment firms on Wall Street packing up and get out in the air. And this was going to back about, this had to be about maybe a year and a half ago, when the finance guys were talking about that. And sure enough, was it Goldman Sachs? It was one of those investment firms. Joe, if they've already wrote the check and spent the money to get all that office space in downtown Dallas, they wouldn't do that if they had long-term plans in the state of New York.
That's true. It was J.P. Morgan is the
J.P. Morgan. Okay,
they're the strategic partner of the Texas Stock Exchange, which is fully operational and is capitalizing on business leaving the unbusiness friendly New York State.
And I'll tell you something else, Joe. Somebody better explain to Kathy Hochul, because she's too stupid to understand this. In this country, we got a thing called monkey see, monkey do. If J.P. Morgan leaves, more will follow on their heels.
For sure.
And yet you can't get through to these left-wing types. Oh, it's a hate Trump, get Trump, get him. They wake up in the morning and say, get Trump, before they even go to the bathroom. Come on.
I know.
That's where we are right now. These people are insane, and we're allowing them to run the country. And you can't play. I tried to explain this to Bellavia, and he wouldn't listen to me. We can't play a footsie with these people, and I want to be your friend, and that's not going to work.
Well, but Jim, I mean, I look at the, get Trump. I mean, they are more focused on trying to find Trump on anything than caring about their prison system, caring about their corrections officers. And, you can just look at the governor's Twitter page. Look at, every day it is something about Trump. Same with the county executive. I will give the county executive credit, though. He did comment on this, and, I am one to give credit where credit is due. And the county executive said just about an hour ago, this morning I received a call from Commissioner Dan Marticello of the New York State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision, sorry, Dan, if I mispronounce your name, who informed me that the Collins Correctional Facility in Southern Erie County will not be closing. The two wings of the facility will be consolidated and all employees will remain at the facility. A facility in Northern New York will be closed as part of the department's plan. The county executive goes on to say, while the consolidation plan is not the best possible outcome, I am pleased the facility will remain open and all employees will continue in their current job at this important employer in Southern Erie County. Again, that is the county executive who was very quiet during the corrections officers debate, but making a statement on social media a few hours ago. Yeah, to Jim's point about focusing on Trump. Now, Jim knows this. Jim and I, Jim knows, and I appreciate Jim calling in, and we agree on more than we disagree on. But he knows that I am with Bellavia on this one. That I don't think there's I want to see a place where we can have left and right have conversations like Ken and David had this morning, and have every Tuesday. Ken Harbaugh comes on. Has a conversation. They don't agree, right? I don't think Ken Harbaugh talking about how conservative Adam Kinzinger is. I don't see that when I see him on CNN. Again, this is someone whose his whole platform has now become hate Trump, go after Trump. But again, they have friendly conversations all the time. Look at the hardline this weekend, right? Talking with Brian Nowak. Brian Nowak and I don't agree politically, but he's always on the show, and we have very, I think, friendly conversations. Same with Mitch Nowakowski. I consider Nowakowski a friend, and he's one of my favorite Democrats. We don't agree politically. Same with Rashid Wyatt. I love Rashid Wyatt. He was on yesterday, council member. Always have a great conversation with him. Again, politically, we don't agree on everything or on most things. And I do believe that is okay. And that's the way it should be. At the same time, though, you can't let politicians blind you from what's going on. And I do believe that Kathy Hochul is more focused on Donald Trump in Washington than she is on her own prison system, than she is on the correction officers and what they're saying. She is more focused on tweeting and posting about Trump or running around with the bubble machine at a bar during the Bills game than she is about maybe reconsidering the HALT Act and listening to what the corrections officers want to say about it. And I think we can live in a world where both are true. You get what I'm saying? Where, yeah, I can have I can be, you know, friends with Democrats and have great conversations and just like David with Ken. But at the same time, say, and I think if you have a good enough relationship, you can say, hey, your party's really screwing this corrections officer thing up. And that could be a conversation, and maybe we don't agree. But, I mean, I look at this, and this, in my opinion, is the wrong way to go. And if we're reading the signs, if we're seeing what's going on with lack of recruitment, people leaving the field, this seems like stage one of a more aggressive plan. Because again, instead of admit you're wrong, instead of revisit the HALT Act, we are going to now just close prisons and consolidate prison population. That doesn't work out for anybody. Consolidating prison population does not make it safer for inmates or corrections officers. It is a recipe for disaster. But again, Albany knows best. Kathy Hochul knows best. Sean Ryan knows best. How dare you question them? That's the message out of Albany. 803-0930, star 930. Gets you on the show. It gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Like I said, I'll continue taking your calls on this, but there's something else I wanted to get to today. It's not in the news, and I do want to put a disclaimer by saying I am not a fan of the government being more involved in my life. I'd like less government in my life, right? I live in the wrong state for that. But I'd like less government in my life. I don't think more government is ever the answer. Again, something I disagree with my Democrat friends on. I believe things work better when government gets the heck out of the way. We can agree? And when it comes to insurance, I don't want the government in my insurance. I don't want a universal plan that we all have to be on. I think the private sector insurance, I think the way it's set up in the marketplace is the way it should be, and is the way that it works 90-some% of the time. I think if you go to a more universal, if you go to more of the government having their hand in everything, it's just going to be a mess like you see in other places in the world. With that said, it is amazing to me the things that aren't covered by insurance. And, you know, the shopping you have to do to find care. And I'll give you an example. Today, my wife has TMJ issues, and it pops up from time to time. And, you know, she's wants to go see a specialist. A specialist isn't covered by insurance. Like, to me, that's crazy. Why wouldn't that be? I mean, I don't have it, but I don't think my wife's lying. You know, it's a debilitating pain. And, you know, it has these peaks where it's just awful. How is that not covered by insurance? So I want to get into that in the next hour. I want to ask you surprises you found with insurance. But first, we're going to go to West Seneca because John is a retired corrections officer. John in West Seneca, how are you taking this news, and what do you think this means for the prison system in New York State?
Okay, so I don't know how much you guys covered already because I just turned you on, and I seen earlier that she's closing Bear Hill and I believe a part of Collins.
That's right.
So I did work there. It's split in half. Collins 1 is on one side of the street. Collins 2 is on the other street. But with that said, there was a caller earlier that hit the nail on the head. We vote these people in. Every complaint, when you try and talk sense to these people, you might as well forget it because they have their agenda and they don't want to hear it. So the only way that we're going to see change and have people safe both in the correction system and on the street is you have to get people in the legislature that want to protect New York State people before they protect criminals. And New York's same to Kathy Hochul. But my last point is, as far as falling on deaf ears, Patrick Burke, I am putting you out there on the radio. You are a joke. I am a West Seneca resident. I have emailed you three times. The first time is when polling cars brought the illegals into Western New York, and I asked you what your stance was on that, and you ignored me on that. On two other occasions, it was probably about 3 months ago, the bail reform came up again, like always. And Patrick, I've emailed you twice asking you, as a law-abiding, tax-paying person, what is your stance in Albany on this? And he has refused me both times, won't even answer me. So if these are the people that are representing what we want in Albany to come to our area and the rest of the state, we're done. So, like I said, the only way we are going to have change is if we vote these people out. And thank you for your time.
Hey, thank you, John. John in West Seneca. And, you know, Pat Burke, we've had him on the show, and I'm sure Pat would come back on the show. I'd like to know where he stands on this and you know, where he stands with closing the prisons. Does he think that's the best solution? I mean, is he willing to propose, or is he willing to sign on to something that would amend part of the HALT Act? Yeah, I think those are fair questions. But I mean, I said this 2 weeks ago, and we had, you know, 25% of the voters show up. If you're upset, if you want your voice to be heard, yes, call into the radio station. We love the calls, but your voice to be heard is at the ballot box, and you vote people out. That's how you get change. That's how your voice is heard. Your voice is heard by going. And I am so, I have to say, to me, it is upsetting when I hear conservatives, when I hear Republicans say, well, you know, we're outnumbered 3-1. Why would I waste my time? Well, 25% of Erie County showed up to vote last year, 2 weeks ago. Okay. Just how about if more Republicans showed up and voted, right? 2016. Did anyone think Donald Trump was going to beat Hillary Clinton in 2016? I voted for Trump. I didn't think he was going to win. Now imagine if you had that mindset in a swing state and didn't show up to vote. Could have been a very different election. So yes, obviously, voice your frustration with your elected official. Send emails to your assemblyman or assemblywoman and to your state senator. Send letters to the governor, right? Send letters to the county executive. But when the time comes to vote, I don't care if you think that you're going to be the only one to show up to vote for that person. Go vote for that person. Let your voice be heard. Less people sitting on their couch is how we get change. 803-0930-930. When we come back, we'd like to talk insurance, but obviously we'll continue this as well on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hour number two on your radio this Tuesday. I got to say, yesterday flew by. I walked into work today, and I for a second thought it was Monday. Maybe, should I not say that? Does that mean that yesterday's show was forgettable? Gosh, I hope not. But it had a Monday feel, and then I was reminded, no, we did this yesterday. It is Tuesday, and we are going right through the week. For a lot of people, this is their last full week until 2026. I know you're going, Joe, that's crazy. No. You know who you are out there, right? You look at this calendar. You got a full week this week. The next week, a lot of people take off Wednesday, and then you got Thanksgiving. And then the following week, you know, maybe you have family that lingers, so you don't go back to work till Tuesday. And now you just start using your you know, lingering vacation and personal days and have a bunch of three-day weekends. For a lot of people, you might think I'm crazy. This is their last full week at work. And if that's of the year, and if that's you, congratulations. I'll still be here. David will be here. Tom will be here. Brian and Susan, the crew will still be here. But for you guys, enjoy. And as we mentioned last week, and we will probably New Year's Eve. The Joe Beamer New Year's Eve show will probably be the Joe Beamer colonoscopy show as we're staring at that January 2nd colonoscopy. Oh, my gosh. But we'll talk more about that as we get closer. Speaking of medical procedures, insurance. So I, again, disclaimer, I am all for private insurance. I don't think the government should be involved. I'm not for a universal health care or whatever. But I am surprised by things that are and aren't covered by insurance and how different insurance companies cover different things. Again, we play the spots on here from Roswell about the ongoing dispute with Independent Health. And, you know, a lot of people have had to reconsider who they get their insurance from. Like, to me, that's surprising. What's the move that created that? As I told you, my wife has my wife has TMJ, and when it spikes up or whatever, it's like debilitating, and she wants to go see a specialist, and not covered by insurance. Like, to me, that's crazy. I mean, that is, in my opinion, pain management is part of the reason you get insurance, right? Yeah, you want the lower copays, obviously, when you go to the doctor. You want to be able to have most of a surgery covered. Yeah. But not being covered. I mean, to me, saying something like going to see a TMJ specialist is not covered is like saying, you had full collision and full glass repair. Oh, but the way the rock hit your windshield, that's not covered by your full, glass coverage on your car insurance. Like, wait, what? What's not covered on my car insurance? I don't know. Maybe that's a bad analogy. But I can see why people are getting fed up and get disgusted with insurance. You're paying all this money, right? You and your employer are paying this money, or you and, if you have Medicare, you're retired, but it's your money. It's a system you fed into. And now I'm being told what is and isn't covered, and I have a decision. Do I spend a ton of money that, maybe I don't have or would really wreck my budget? Or do I continue to live on with this pain? That's a tough situation to be put in. And again, I don't think the answer is the government getting involved. However, I can see why people are upset and why people, I think there's a misconception in this country that every problem can be solved by government, and that is just not the case, right? The government is very rarely, in my opinion, the answer. But I can see why people who believe that the government has all the answers and more government is the answer, are making a big deal of insurance and the government's play in insurance. And I want to know from you at 803-0930, star 930, is there something that you were surprised was not covered by your insurance that you think should be covered by insurance or wasn't covered by the insurance company that you had, so you went insurance shopping? Again, that's the beauty of the marketplace insurance. But what was it? It had you thinking, how is this not covered by my insurance? 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. Gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board as well. Also talking about the correctional facilities being closed. Collins, half of Collins being closed, and John and West Seneca gave us a breakdown of that. Right now it's 1 and 2 across the street from each other. One of those facilities will remain open and house all the inmates. And another will be fully operational and set empty. So the state will pay to continue to keep that fully operational as it continues to sit empty. A texter on the text board says, does your wife wear a mouth appliance when she sleeps? Helped me tremendously with my TMJ. Also not covered and costs about $600 from the dentist, but definitely worth the cost. But, I mean, that's not even covered by dental insurance. Then what's the point of getting dental insurance? You get what I'm saying? Like, when I don't purchase it. We get insurance through my wife's employer. But when, you know, having insurance, I figure, if anything happens to my car, I can call the good people at my car insurance company and they will, you know, I will pay the deductible and the damage will be taken care of it, regardless of what happened, right? I feel the same way about aches and pains on my body. If I break something, if something hurts so bad, I mean, I had that issue on my eye right before the pandemic where they had to tear off a layer of my eye because it wouldn't fully heal. So they forced, you know, I don't know exactly what they did. You have to ask the fine people over at ECVA. But that was covered by my insurance. I would have been shocked if that wasn't covered by my insurance. I mean, I. I'm sure you all were. If anyone remembers back when I was part of Sandy Beach's show, I was a call screener. We talked about that all the time. I mean, it was like every other month I was having these issues. They'd have to put a Band-Aid contact on my eye, and it would get like 99% healed. What's the answer? The answer is to tear the whole thing off and have the body form a new one. It was a painful procedure, but it was cut. The procedure was not painful. It was very comfortable. Afterwards, the healing, you know, again, I had the right meds, but it was a procedure. Anyway, the point is, they did a fine job. My eye has been great ever since, but it was covered by insurance. That's the point I'm trying to make. And, you know, it's TMJ, eye issues, nose issues, any kind of issue, I just figure that would be covered. And I can't imagine you pay this money every paycheck towards insurance, and the one thing that is bothering you, and in my wife's case, you know, at times it can be debilitating. Like, to me, that kind of defeats the purpose. Like, yes, I'm glad that our insurance is there. If anything happens to our son, if I break a bone, if something happens to my eye again, that's great. But the one thing that's bothering my wife, we're talking hundreds of dollars. And we have the regular insurance, we have the eye insurance, we have the dental insurance. And you're telling me nothing's covering that. Again, I don't think government's the answer, but I can see why millennials and some of the more liberal boomers out there and Gen Xers think pointing to the government's the answer. Like, I can see the frustration. Again, I don't think it is the answer. I think if the government gets involved, it's just more frustration. It's been my experience in my 37 years on this planet. But, like, that, to me, kind of defeats the purpose. And I do understand where frustration comes from when this discussion comes up. 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the show. It also gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Let's go to Mark. He is over in Amherst. Mark, your thoughts on this.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Doing all right.
Joe, who would you rather have decide whether you get insurance coverage for an injury or an illness? A private insurance company employee who will get bonuses to keep you from getting covered, or a government employee that really has no vested stake in whether you get covered or not? And the other cool thing is, here in the U.S., we're one of the only industrialized countries that does not have single-payer health care. We also have one of the lowest health life expectancies in the world of industrialized countries.
But I would also argue that we have some of the best medical facilities in the world in this country, and that's why you have people from all over the country come to America. I mean, look at Roswell Park. You see Ontario license plates all the time.
Well, They have a great cancer institute in Toronto, another one in Montreal, another one in British Columbia.
But the waiting list is months long for some of these places.
Well,
I get your question. I get your point, Mark. I do. I'm not trying to get in the way. So please finish your point. I apologize.
A lot of what you said, I believe, is not true. I believe you think it's true. I'm not calling you a liar.
Enlighten me.
How do you explain our low life expectancy? I had a wife one time. She needed brain surgery. She had to wait 3 months. She was desperate. She had to wait 3 months. We have the highest pharmaceutical costs in the industrialized world. We have, right now we have a president who, with one stroke of his Sharpie on the first day, repealed the act that kept diabetes medicine low cost. I'm on a diabetes medicine. I was. It was a $0 copay. The first time I went to get it after Trump was elected, it was $585 a month. Now he's saying he's going to get it down to $200 a month like he's a hero. I, along with many other Americans, can't get their diabetes medicine. I'm not obese. I've been a marathon runner most of my life, a triathlete most of my life. I eat well. I just have bad genetics. And I can't get some of my medicines because we have a screwed up system. Almost no other country would I be denied medicines. We have historically about 63% of home foreclosures happen to pay health care bills. Nowhere in the world, in the civilized, in the industrialized world, will you lose your home because you got sick or injured. But if you like that, that's fine, Joe.
Well, let me just push back. You talk about would I rather the insurance employee or the government employee? I would rather have a system that if my insurance company is not working for me, I can fire that insurance company and find one that better suits me. If we're all on one plan, someone's going to be missing out. Someone's going to be paying more for coverage they don't need. And other people, I do believe it will cause a I do think it will cause more of a problem than a resolution. I think a lot of times the government gets involved. It's more of a problem than a resolution.
So you want to pick off a menu what coverage you get and don't pay for.
I think so. I know my health, right? I'm 37. I think I'm still pretty healthy. I'd rather an insurance that's there for my son as he's, 2 years old. But yeah, if my deductible has to be a little more and I get to pay a little less at this age, I think that's fair. And I think that's a decision that I should be free to make.
You think you know your health. You don't always know your health.
You're right. Talk to me January 2nd after my colonoscopy. I might find out something that will change this discussion.
A personal, I was running. I was running 5-6 days a week. I was a vegan. I started getting chest pains. Went to the doctor. Found that I had 99. They did a angioplasty and a stent. I had 99% blockage. The doctor told me I was days away from death. I thought I was healthy. You don't always know the underlying thing. So do you want to, to use your car analogy, that's like having collision for your car on the side doors, the hood, but not the back of the car because you don't think you'll, or not the front of the car because you don't think you'll ever drive into anybody. I mean, you never know. We never know.
Well, in New York State, you have to be covered to cover the other person.
Oh, I know, but it was an analogy.
I get your analogy. Mark, of course, that's the risk you take by wanting to pay less. I don't need the government to say we're all going to pay a flat rate. I mean, I don't mean to be offensive. I don't think that I should pay as much, you know, into my insurance as someone who is older and has more risks. I think we should have the freedoms to make that decision. And guess what? If something happens, well, that's the risk we took. And now we're going to have to pay more money out of pocket.
Well, or we don't pay the bills like a lot of people can't. I mean, what would you do, Joe, if you had a half a million or $1 million health care bill? How are you going to pay that?
If I had a half a million health care bill, well, I think I'm on pretty good health insurance now, Mark, so I don't think that's something I have to deal with.
What you were saying, Joe, sorry to interrupt.
That's fine. It's fine. You called in.
You want to cherry pick what
yes.
you're covered for.
Yes.
And you think that you're, you know, healthy in one aspect that you ended up not, and you end up with a half a million, $1 million. It doesn't take long. It doesn't take long. The good thing, you'll probably disagree with this, in New York State, healthcare bills go away after 6 years. They are not allowed to bill you anymore.
Right, so we all pay for it.
Yes, so you all pay for it.
And Mark, and for your first question, why is life expectancy down? Well, I think what plays into it is another reason that we had so many hospitalizations during COVID. We do have an obesity epidemic in this country, and we do have a majority of Americans are overweight. 78% of COVID hospitalizations were overweight and obese individuals, and I think that plays into our life expectancy. And we also have there's a lot of stuff that unfortunately plays into it. I mean, we have higher rates of cancer at younger ages now. We just have not been great to our bodies.
Yes, you were very correct on that. However, genetics play a big part.
They play a role. No, I as someone who has had high blood pressure since I was 19, Mark, and most of that time I've been thin, and I'm thin again thanks to Awaken 180. My high blood pressure is genetics. You're right, and it's something that I have to take care of, and I have to manage, and I know that going into when I pick my health insurance. Mark, I got one more question. I'm over the clock, but you're a vegan and you ran. Where were your carbs from in a vegan diet? Where do you get a majority of your carbs from?
Almost everything you eat.
Yeah, I guess so.
The best. I was running some ultra marathons, up to 50 miles. And the best I ever performed, and I wasn't very good at it, was when I was on a raw green diet.
Well, yeah. I mean, natural carbs can't beat it. Hey, Mark, I appreciate you bringing the other opinion. Really appreciate the call. Don't be a stranger to the show. Mark in Amherst, when we come back, we'll talk with you. 803-0930, star 930, back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Stand to fly. I'm not there.
Five for Fighting sounds like the name of a group. Actually, it's just one guy, and he had two pretty big hits. That was Superman. What was the other big hit, Tanner? Was that song
100 Years?
Yes. Oh my gosh. And they sound the exact same. Like it's kind of like I love the Gin Blossoms. Okay, went to see them last year at Art Park. Love the Gin Blossoms. Right, grew up with them on the radio. But like three of their big hits sound the same. Now they have some hits that don't. Right, but like three of the Gin Blossoms hits, they sound the exact same. And that's Five for Fighting. He had two songs. They sound the exact same. Right. I'm assuming like if what was the group? You know what? I can't think of the group. So we're not even gonna continue on with the analogy. 803-0930, star 930, talking insurance. I'm saying I don't want the government to get involved, but I am surprised, and have you been surprised by things that aren't offered on your insurance plan that's made you have to go back into the marketplace? Let's go to Jim. In Orchard Park. Jim, thank you so much for hanging on during the break.
You're welcome, Joe. Good to speak with you. One first question is, the last caller that you had, was he in the United States or was he in Canada?
He claimed to be in Amherst. That's all I know.
Okay, because I find it difficult understanding that someone can't get the medication that they need, or his wife has to wait for 3 months because she's got a brain tumor.
Yeah, that to me sounds like a Canada problem. You're right. I mean, that sounds like a country with universal health care that would have that kind of backup wait.
Exactly. Now, on to your issue. Is your plan provided to you by your employer, or is this an individual plan you have?
It's offered by my wife's employer.
By your wife's employer. Okay. It could be that TMG is a dental issue, at least in my mind. And my wife was saying the same thing, and she's a nurse. And if your plan doesn't cover dental, then it's not going to be covered, period.
Great, Jim, great point. We have separate dental insurance, and it's also not covered under that insurance.
Wow. Because, I mean, specialists on the plan that I'm on are covered with a $30 copay.
Right.
So
yeah, like my dermatologist is a $30 copay under special deals. And I thought that's what TMJ would fall into, either on the dental or on the insurance. I was just shocked that the insurance didn't cover that, because to me that's a common issue. It doesn't seem to be an uncommon thing, and I was just surprised that in no way it was covered. Obviously, we can use our FSA card, but I'm surprised that it's a full pay appointment.
Yeah, but I don't feel that you should have to use your FSA card in order to have it paid for. I think the first step should be that your wife goes to human resources,
yeah,
and asks, why isn't this covered under my plan? There has to be someone in her organization, depending upon the size, that is specializing in the benefit plan that she has or that the employer offers. And they ought to be able to tell her in a heartbeat why it's not covered. And if someone in human resources doesn't know, then I would contact directly the carrier. On the back of the card, there's an 800 number for customer service. Sometimes you wait a little longer than you'd want to, but they can answer the question of why it isn't covered. I went through a similar issue with a relative of mine that a particular item wasn't going to be covered under Medicare, different, you know, classification. I called the insurance company directly, and they put me through to the Medicare people, and they said, oh, no, it should be covered. Submit it again. So, you know, you just have to ask the right questions to the right people. But I think that, you know, if you've got a dental plan, some of that should be covered. So.
Yeah, exactly. I would hope so, Jim. We're going to take that advice. She's listening, so we're definitely going to take that advice and get in touch with some people higher up. Hey, Jim, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. Jim in Orchard Park. Yeah, it's surprising to me. Like I said, I had a few eye issues right before the pandemic. Now, at the time, we were not on each other's insurance, so I was on separate insurance than what we're on now. But, you know, I mean, it was a flat rate to go and, you know, get my eye fixed. And like I said, my eye has not had an issue since then. It's been great, except for when my son poked the other eye out. But that has since healed, thankfully. So I was just shocked that it would also that wouldn't be. Because, again, I think that's a typical thing. I don't think it's a rare pain for people to have, and you would think that there's a specialist out there. You could go see him, but yeah, we're gonna take Jim's advice and talk with human resources, and then if that doesn't work, talk to the people at the insurance company. 803-0930 *930. I'll continue taking your calls on this, but there was one thing I wanted to get to. I got this email today. We get all these emails about you know, hey, do you want to guest on for such and such, and usually I'll just take the topic and not the guest. I'll steal what the guest wants to talk about. And one of those things was about ads for unhealthy foods geared towards kids. And I will give you a great example of what I mean. This is, you know, for sugary foods that you know, aren't great for you. Here's I don't know if I want to throw anyone under the bus, but here's one.
Stuff. I had my fill. To tell the truth, it really bores me. But
thanks. You know who you remind me of? Little Red Riding Hood, come to see your sick granny with a big basket full of A&W team burgers. Grill season, pure beef. Buddy, I need a little TLC.
Hug your insides with an A&W team burger, a grill season patty topped with crisp smoky bacon.
Yes, commercials aimed at kids for unhealthy foods. Now, this is something that, I mean, since television was invented, we've had, you know, unhealthy foods geared towards kids. I mean, I remember in the 90s, right, that I don't remember that A&W commercial. We didn't have A&W. But I thought using Drew Carey to make a point, always great. But, you know, McDonald's commercials. And it was always, you know, in the 90s, you'd be watching a show, right? I was a huge Power Rangers fan. I mean, I'm still a Power Rangers fan. But I would not miss an episode of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And then the Power Rangers would be incorporated into commercials. Now, they'd be, you know, hey, meet the Power Rangers at DZ Discovery Zone. That's awesome, right? But then it'd be like, hey, get your Morpher at McDonald's. And, or, you know, get the Power Ranger, collect all five Power Ranger color-changing spoons and this sugary cereal. And, you know, so then I would run to my parents and I'd say, hey, you know, can I have this, this, and this? Can we go get this? Now, I understand the argument is going to be, well, parents need to be parents and not, you know, get the sugary foods that are being advertised. This all goes back to a survey of parents that was taken that says 58% of parents, this is from YouGov data, 58% of U.S. adults are concerned about children seeing ads for unhealthy foods and beverages. That, again, I haven't watched children programming in a while. You might be surprised. But when I was a kid, that was every stop set. Every stop set was, you know, toaster strudel. Now, don't get me wrong. Toaster strudels are delicious. And, you know, they would end with part of a balanced breakfast. I don't know if a toaster strudel is part of a balanced breakfast every day, right? Now, I love Honey Nut Cheerios. You put a banana on top of it. It's great. Probably healthier than most of the junk out there. But, you know, you have commercials for candy bars and all this frozen foods and stuff that's just, you know, pizza bagels. Now, I love pizza bagels. But, you know, if you're having pizza bagels every day when you come home and play PlayStation, that's going to play into, you know, the childhood obesity problem that we're fighting. 50% of parents with kids under 18 limit screen time specifically to reduce exposure to said commercials. When asked who should protect children from harmful food ads, 51% say education is the best tool, while 45% want clearer disclaimers on ads. So my question is, do you remember back, way back, Miller Lite commercials? And they would put the nutrition facts in the corner to illustrate that light beer has less calories, less carbs, more filling. Remember that? They would flash, you know, it'd be Bob Uecker talking about Miller Lite. And then they would flash the nutrition facts again to illustrate that it's light beer and it's better for you. Would that be so wrong to put in the corner of these ads for unhealthy foods? Again, we already force fast food companies to put the calories on the app, on the menu, in the drive-thru. To help parents make a smarter decision for their children. Would that be such an awful thing to have, you know, again, we don't allow cigarette commercials on TV. And if you have a cigarette ad in a magazine, I don't know, I haven't opened a magazine in decades, but if you advertise cigarettes in magazines, you have to have the Surgeon General warning, and we put it on every pack of cigarette and chewing tobacco. Should we, you know, again, if you're advertising to a seven-year-old, I want to go to McDonald's, you know, should the item that's in the on the screen, should the calorie facts be there for the parent to see? Again, it's already on the menu. You've already forced restaurants to put it on the menu. You know, I would be much more for something like this than, say, the government taking over health insurance. If we're going to tackle the dyes and we're going to tackle the crap that is in the food, the crap that has gotten you addicted, gotten me addicted to some of the food that's just not good for you, if we're going to tackle that, do we attack childhood obesity by using any excuse possible to show the nutrition facts? Because, yeah, if Wednesday's toaster strudel day, then Wednesday's toaster strudel day. But if you're starting every day with two toaster strudels, I mean, that's more calories, I believe. I shouldn't say that without knowing, but I believe that's more calories than the average person should have for breakfast. Okay, 370 for two toaster strudels. Say you have that with a glass of orange juice, you're going to be close to 500. You get my point? Should those facts be flashed on the screen for foods, you know, for something advertising on Nickelodeon? 50-some percent, 51% of Americans, I think, when you say education is the tool. I think, you know, again, illustrating on the screen. I don't know. Maybe we'll revisit that tomorrow. Tom Bowerly is up next. Tom, happy Tuesday.
Well, I guess a little happier than Monday anyway, but of course. Now you're talking about food again. Yeah. Thanksgiving is coming up, about a week from Thursday, Thanksgiving.
That's right.
And are you somebody who does the whole Thanksgiving thing with the turkey and the mashed potatoes and all that stuff?
Yeah, I go to my, we go to my in-laws for dinner and my parents for dessert.
Well, we may talk about that a little bit today because we may be the only Americans who are just not into the Thanksgiving feast and all of its unbuttoning of the jeans or whatever pants you happen to be wearing. And it's really difficult to unbutton a skirt.
You've got mail.
What the?
Sorry about that, Tom. I pressed the wrong button. That is all on me. My apologies.
Okay. I haven't heard that voice in quite some time.
Yeah.
AOL. And I haven't gotten one of those AOL CDs in the mail in forever.
You know, Tom, it's funny. You know, obviously, Thanksgiving's when people, you know, I'm wearing sweatpants to my family's house. I'm not doing that. But, one way to feel better about Thanksgiving, I forgot to mention this, is running the turkey trot. And I do want to point out that there's less than 800 spots available for the turkey trot a week from Thursday. So I just wanted to get that in there as you were talking about Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, that's a Tom Puckett staple. He is a staple at the Turkey Trot every single year. Tom Puckett from News Radio 930 WBEN. But one of the things we're going to get into, we might get into the whole Thanksgiving thing a little bit because I'm a little weird when it comes to Thanksgiving and many other aspects of life. But the whole voter ID thing, I have been wanting to do that for a while, and I think we need to spend some time talking about that. And why would so many people be opposed to voter ID? And, one of the organizations that is opposed to it is something called, well, let me preface this properly, the Nonpartisan League of Women Voters. The League of Women Voters is anything but nonpartisan. George Soros writes some checks. Come on.
Exactly. They put on all the debates, too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, but to me, that's a partisan organization. But the whole voter ID thing is interesting. And is it too much to say that people who are opposed to voter ID must really like it when their side cheats in elections?
I cannot find anyone to, if you had voter ID, it would be a reduced risk, a reduced cost or free to people. This argument that not everyone would have a voter ID. Yes, every legal citizen would have a voter ID. I think it's an awful argument. And
well, it's also, it's stupid. And the argument itself is racist because what it tells our black brothers and sisters is, well, apparently you're too stupid to get your ID.
Right. Right. Nonsense. That's what they're saying.
Nonsense.
Yeah, I agree, Tom. I can't wait to hear it because this is one thing, again, just like term limits, I would think this country would be 80-20 on. Like, everyone would get behind voter ID.
You know, I support term limits because there are far too many common turns along the Niagara River. And we didn't put the bridge up. They have breeded themselves into a tremendous rate of population. And you meant term limits.
Yes.
My bad.
Sorry. Yes, term limits. I'm all for term limits and voter ID. I think that would really start helping things in this country. The great Tom Bowerly is up next.
Great.
The great.
Not mediocre.
The
barely
wonderful.
Passable.
The wonderful. Tom Bowerly is up next.
Delusional fellow.
After the news with Tom Puckett. Don't touch that dial. And again, less than 800 spots for the Turkey Trot, as Tom said. Puckett hosts the Turkey Trot. I'll be there for the eighth year running, and I believe Rush Hour will be running in the Turkey Trot this year. So if you're going to sign up, make sure you do. Less than 800 spots remain. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bowerly's next on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast